Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my fake real ass dude? Ultimate Minority. Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's Wednesday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things.
He's on fire!
Other things as well. I'm here, as always, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, pal. How are you?
What up, son? What are you wearing? What is that on your shirt?
The Misfits logo, but with Steve Buscemi's eyes.
Wow. Wow. Welcome to the show, dude. I don't know what's going on. I am exhausted.
You look a little tie.
Doggy, I don't know what it is. I'm fucking exhausted. I started lifting weights a lot recently because I can't do jujitsu because my knee is all fucked up, right? And maybe it's because I need more rest from that. It could be that. I'm not getting enough. I got like 6 hours last night, though, but I'm just fucking driving in traffic, dude. Like, my eyes kept closing. I almost got into like 5 accidents. Dude, my insurance, they readjusted it. I mean, I don't even want to tell you guys how much money I pay in insurance. It's crazy. $800 a month.
Jesus Christ.
For fucking car insurance.
Yeah. How much of that do you think is because you're Puerto Rican?
I don't know, dude. It's a Puerto Rican and an Audi. They're like, this guy's out for trouble. This guy's out there.
He's Audi for trouble?
Yeah. Every day I have to stop myself from turning life into a Grand Theft Auto game. Like, I just want to fucking just run on shit and fucking...
Do you feel like when you play Grand Theft Auto a lot, you think about it when you're driving? Because I remember when I was playing GTA 3 a lot, there was a point where I was stopped at a red light by a Pizza Hut, and I saw a guy walking past, and I was like, that might be fun to hit.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. I think about it. Every time I see a hooker, I think about beating her to death and taking my money back. I don't. We don't do it, dude, because that's a game. This is real life. Great show planned today. As always, two white guests, ladies and gentlemen from the Little Stinkers and Dad Meat Podcast, Mike Rainey is back on the show.
Thank you for having me, boys.
That was loud, Natalie. Relax, chill. Also, ladies and gentlemen, never had him on the show before. Also from Little Stinkers, John Del Colo is on the podcast.
Hello, thank you.
That's what's up, nigga.
I like it. We had a lot of Guineas on the show for the first time this week. A lot of Italians that have never been on the show before.
I can smell it in here.
Yeah, dude. It's very fucking, you know.
It's like a blimpy.
Yeah. We're going to have a great show, okay? Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We have a lot to talk about. People in the Races live chat right now accusing me of being back on cocaine. Herp All Day says Lewis gets in a car accident every month, wonders why he gets charged so much for insurance. What a stupid spick. Yeah, that's what I was saying, you faggot. You fucking bitch. Ooh. So, you know, our new chat, we can ban people. This one, we can't.
You just banned him?
No, I can't. No, I wish I could. I wish I had the ability. New chat, new website coming very soon. The new Gas Digital launching. I'll tell you right now, Ralph just got a first peek at the Android and iPhone apps. This is all being developed at the same time. Brand new platform, brand new everything. I know there's been some issues with some of the live streaming. It happens. We know that our fucking live stream platform is fucking has issues. That's why we're moving. That's why we're spending so much time, resources, money, and effort on doing this. So fucking stick in there, doggies, because I'll tell you right now, I can't give him the date. I don't want to give him the date because if we push the date back, everyone will be mad at me. Mm-hmm. But we got a date. We got a date, doggies. All right. So, look, we got a lot of announcements happening. Just subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get an instant access to the On Demand library for this show and all the other shows here on the network. All ad free, uncensored, and in one place. Get access to the Racist live chat and many other member benefits. Chase Me Faggot says, Blocaine Rattlesniff. Cool Mike 42042069 says driving is so hard, doggy. And then Herb Alder said, you ain't banning shit, pussy. You think I'm not? I promise you. We have the ability to. When we met with the developers, I had one thing. I didn't give a shit about anything else. I said, I need to be able to ban people at a click of a button.
Can it play podcasts?
No.
Can I have a false sense of power? Yes.
I want to be able to ban people, but like I want to be able to ban people for like the, like in Twitch. I have my Twitch people ban people for like 180 seconds. I'm like, you know what? We're going to fucking, you know, I let them ban them for a full day. Maybe we'll bring them back tomorrow. I like to be able to fucking, you know, have that power. And I
what would it take for you to ban somebody?
That guy would be unbanned right now. Herp all day. He's lucky that I'm so tired and my muscles are requiring so much brain energy right now that I'm not going to remember his name. My brain energy is being all pushed to my fucking biceps and triceps right now. So I don't know what you want me to say. Let's get our plugs out of the way, though. John, what you plugging on?
Hey, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Johnny Delco, JonnyDelco. Check out Little Stinkers with me and Mike and buy his book on perks.
That's sweet of you, buddy.
Hell yeah. Mike Rainey, what's you plugging on?
Check out Little Stinkers, me, John, and our buddy Jake Matera. Check out Dad Meat with the funniest dude on the planet, my homeboy Tim Butterly. And check out my new book on perks, which is available now. The audiobook should be up by tomorrow.
Love it.
I can't fucking wait. How did all the boys join in for the audiobook? And it's got twice as much content as the print book, and I can't wait to put it out.
Love it. Love it. Zach Amico.
January 22nd, the Bell House, Catalyst Wrestling. I'm managing at least two matches on the card. Should be pretty fucking sick. Come hang out.
Love it. I'm loving it. This weekend, I will be in Phoenix, Arizona. Me and Aaron Berg, we're wrapping up our tour. This is it, the last 3 weeks in a row. This weekend, House of Comedy in Phoenix. Next weekend, House of Comedy, Bloomington, Minnesota. And then the last weekend of January, the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. And then, yeah, taking a little break. But I got a lot of other stuff coming up. Yonkers, San Diego, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana, Grand Rapids, Michigan, St. Louis. A lot of places coming up all throughout the spring. And then I'm recording a special in England, I believe, in the first week of June. So look out for that. Make sure you guys subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, where I, I'm doing fun giveaways every day. If you can stream snipe me and kill me, you could win a spin on the wheel of prizes.
Hell yeah.
All right. That's that. I just looked at my website. It should have been fucking updated already. I'm kind of annoyed right now. Kind of fucking annoyed. Gotta do it yourself. You know, they say you want to get something done right, you gotta do it yourself. John, talk to me. What's up with you, dog? Hello. I've only met you a couple times.
Yes.
Good to see you again. Philly, right?
Philly guy, yeah. I've been there for 10, 12 years.
Yeah, you're you got a fucking pretty eyes. What's going on? Talk to me here. Give me something.
Cross it for him. Show what them pretty eyes do.
They get crossed. I like that. That was pretty good.
He's very impressed by that for some reason.
You can't cross your eyes?
No, I can't. I would actually, I
what
watched
do you mean
him.
You can't cross your eyes.
It's not as impressive as when you do it.
I don't know. You're selling yourself short, buddy.
I just told him that he and Butterly have such beautiful eyes that they should do an eye podcast together, which is just an hour.
Eyecast?
Yeah, the fucking camera focusing on their eyes while they say what they say.
That's fucking incredible, dude. You can call your studio the iPod. Has somebody used that before?
No. All right, now you got to pay Lewis for it. Take
yeah,
care.
Dude.
Way to go.
God damn it.
Tell me something about you. Give me five facts, quick. Things that we wouldn't know about you. Go.
Oh,
number one. First one. Go.
Fuck, I'm fucking gay.
You're gay.
Fuck. Right. Number two.
He's
I'm
a
not
Jew.
Gay.
You're not gay. You're
not
a Jew.
Gay, not Jew. I don't know. I could be Jewish.
There's got to be. Give me something. Give me something interesting, John. Give me something. Give me something. Somebody wouldn't know.
I like
hiking. I'll give you something like for me. Like I was in musical theater in high school. I was in the play Meet Me in St. Louis.
Okay, I did a drama class in high school. Maybe we are.
No,
okay.
We can't do the same thing as
Fuck.
Me, dude. You got to do another
interesting
thing.
I didn't get hired
thing.
At Urban Outfitters because I said the same thing as the guy before me in the group interview.
I'll give him something. About
I also
John.
Like clothes.
John, at one time, John.
No, I want John to give something about John. This is psychotic that he can't say one interesting thing about himself. That's a crazy way to be.
I go to the Sierra Nevada mountain range every year for the last 15 years. How's that?
Excuse me. All right, enough of the gay shit. Tell me about when you're
Zach's,
holding
Zajic's, Zach's allergic to boring facts.
I don't have any good ones.
You do. What about your friend holding your dick in the fucking ER?
That's not the first thing that comes to mind.
You say ER very strange. You said ER.
I guess I'm used to saying it in the Nelly song. ER.
Yeah, you could say it like it was the Nelly song.
Yeah, I'm the lame motherfucker. Tell the goddamn story.
I used to get blacked out in college and then a couple times ended up in the hospital. And one of these times the constable of the hospital had to handcuff me to the bed because I was being so wild. And then my friend who rode in the ambulance with me had to hold my tiny alcohol-induced penis as the nurse put the catheter on because I would only stay still for my one boy.
Oh, no. So wait a minute. Why did they put a catheter in you?
I think I had a broken leg or something that day.
Oh, you got wild, huh?
Yeah.
I never got that wild when I was drunk. You were like a big blackout drunk guy. Get crazy.
Yeah.
Do fucking stupid shit, get into fights.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really the one throwing punches, but I was definitely the one taking the hospital.
You just do stupid shit and then people would beat you up.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You do have a very beat upable face.
Thank you.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Please.
So it's pretty eyes. I want to poke them right out of your fucking head, dude. Like Kill Bill style, dude. Pop them in my mouth, dude. Those eyes are fucking delightful,
squish
dude.
Squish it between your toes.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know, dude. Imagine laying in a bowl full of his eyes.
Oh, God.
I'm tired right now, dude. I don't know what I'm saying.
Dude, imagine when you get locked up and he's your cellmate.
Oh, my God, dude. You fucking blue eyes over here.
My asshole's already bloody enough, guys.
Yeah. No, can I tell you why you'd be a fun person to beat up?
Yeah.
Or why people probably beat you up regularly or have beat you up? Because you're a big guy, but you're like, cherub like and almost like friendly, like baby like mm-hmm. There's no like intimidation factor, but you still get to go like, oh, I beat up like a big guy.
Yeah, he's 6'2". Yeah,
like a little ass 25. Pussy.
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
When's the last time you were in a fight? Also, to be fair, get a ghost story prepared and a what is the other horseshit, Shannon?
What is it? Fighting ghosts and
drugs. That's the SDR show.
Some other horseshit.
Let's see, what is it? You gotta tell me a story about how are you garbage?
Oh, a relationship? Are you breakup?
The garbage shit that you've done, right? Is that what it is? What is it?
Yeah, that's it. Are you garbage? And you then are you gay?
You have to tell me a story about a guy that you fucked.
Okay. I kissed my friend. I bit his penis through his jeans. That's
dude, what
gay.
A better podcast this would be. Wouldn't it be a better podcast if we just stole all the other podcast concepts and just every episode we just fucking did that?
Let's start right now.
Let's just do that, dude. Starting with Shannon's. So, all right, let's tell me a fight. Shannon, why don't you just give me your podcast? No. We'll just absorb it into this. It'll be a better show.
We had a great episode last night with Alex Scarlato. We found out her whole love story with Mike Harrington, stuff that we didn't know. And then next week, I don't want to say what we're going to do, but Figs and I are doing something really fun on the episode, but I'm scared to say it because you're going to steal it.
I won't steal it. I promise you. Say it. Can I say why you're an idiot? Why you're a stupid fucking idiot, bitch?
Why?
Slut. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because you don't even realize the opportunity and the platform that you have in the Real Ass podcast.
Yeah, but then if you steal it, then there was no point.
But I'm not going to steal it. People are watching live. They're not going to be like, oh, Lewis is a fucking thief. That's crazy. I wouldn't do that to you. So you should promote it on this show.
Do you swear on your son you're not going to steal the idea?
I swear on my son that I'm not going to steal the idea.
Yes. You did this in Jamaica when we were playing a game and you swore on your son and I've never trusted you ever again.
Did you, remind me, were you able to see my fingers crossed in the game or in the video?
No. You hid them.
You crossed your legs.
I crossed my legs, yeah. I swear my son's life. We were playing Mafia, and which is a crazy fight. It's fucking. It should be against the rules to ask somebody to swear on their kid's life in a game of Mafia. Should I, you know? And so then, yeah, I swore directly on his life that I was not a Mafia member. I was like, I swear on my son's life. If I'm the Mafia, may my son be struck dead by lightning right now. Nobody asked me. I just offered it.
Can I say why I didn't believe you? Because I'm like, you said may cancer kill him today, and I was like, all right, really, what are the odds?
I was very specific. Yeah.
If you said car, I'd be like, all right, I believe him. Cancer, that feels like a stretch.
Shannon, what's your idea? I want to know how good this idea is.
They're going to rape Robbie Goodwin.
Please don't steal it. So
Don't do it, bitch.
Okay, I'm not.
No, do it. Are you kidding me? Shannon, just go. Say it. This is a terrible podcast. Go, say it. Go. Do it.
Please don't steal it.
I'm not going to steal it.
I'm trusting you. Okay.
I promise.
Okay. You're still going to steal it. So Alex was talking about how when she does whippets that she can kind of like she thinks that it can help her tell a little bit of the future. So on next week's episode we're doing a whippets fortune teller where Figs is going to do a bunch of whippets and we're going to do tests to see if it helps him to tell the future.
Okay. Do you think that I'm a loser who's going to start cracking whippets on I have a fucking 10-year-old son out there.
John will.
No, but you're not going to do it. He's just only Figs is doing it. I'm not doing it.
You think
it.
I'm going to bring Figs onto my show to do it on my show instead?
Yes.
No. Okay. Have fun with this bit. I hope Figs literally ODs and dies.
No, knock on wood.
I hope you have to fucking drag his body out of
here. I hope you ask him a question and his ears and eyes start bleeding.
He gets stuck in a permanent shitty impression of a Jamaican lady. I don't care at all about this idea. Have fun. The thing is, ding. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We're talking to responsible adults who are over the age of 21 years old who like to get high legally. Guess what? YoDelta Delta 8 is legal in most states, and it can ship right to your door.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped, and it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Go to YoDelta.com, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS for 25% off your entire order. Once again, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? John, give me another fun fact about you. Just something. I'll give you one about me. All right, Zach, give me a fun fact about you. Look how easy this is. Zach, fun fact.
I wrestled in high school.
He wrestled in high school. Nobody knew that.
I quit baseball my senior year.
Your senior year, you quit baseball.
Okay, here's one thing. I played football, grade school into freshman year.
See, I like that. I like that other thing. And then you deflated.
You got nervous.
You got nervous. You moved on. John, what is going on with you? You're a big guy. You're 6'2". Beep, 6'2".
Well, when I was a freshman in high school, one of my most distinct memories is I was begging my mom not to make me go to school on offense day because the fullbacks would just use me as a practice dummy. Mm-hmm. And a dude made me do a backflip where I landed on my stomach once. So I was like, I can't go back. And my mom was, I think, trying to tough me up and be like, I'm not going to fucking let you skip school. But now that everybody's like having heart attacks and dying on the football field, I feel like I'm going to make her feel bad about it when she's dying.
You were an athlete, though.
I wouldn't go that far, but
you just played sports.
Yeah,
that was like a thing that, like, you know, like I just knew that I wasn't an athlete. I was like, what's the point?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna go fucking play sports. That's not true as well. I try to play sports. I try to play every sport for like 1 week, but I had no drive.
And no, literally, his mom wouldn't drive him.
Me don't drive, Lewis.
No, my mom was white. First of all, don't be fucking racist. All right. Second of all, she's a good white lady. Yeah, but I played just for fun baseball. For one season.
It's like Little League shit?
It wasn't even that far. It was like T-ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a Cub Scout for 1 year. Like one season of Cub Scouting. That was that.
You weren't into it or you just couldn't pay for it?
Whatever it was, like I just didn't have a mom that was like, you know, here's what happens. My son, once in a while, he'll be like, oh, I don't feel like going to jiu-jitsu today. And I don't make him, but I'm like, yeah. I was like, oh no, you should. I was like, you're going to feel really good. Go. You know, I didn't have anybody there to do that for me. Just that little tiny push. Cause I am pretty fucking driven. I am into doing shit, you know? But I didn't have anybody. Like my mom, I think, was more jumping at the opportunity to not have to drive me to fucking karate. Same. Or baseball. And like, she'd rather just sit in her bedroom and fucking conk out on fucking drugs.
Yeah. Same here. Like my mom signed me up for karate once and it was like fucking $80 a month. Yeah. But when I said, like, I didn't want to go anymore, like, she was locked into the contract for, like, another 3 months. And she was like, all right, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
And we were poor as shit, so eating $240 is insane to me.
Yeah, that was, she was dating a guy named Jack, who was, like, an old man, like, literally, like, an old man. And she had him pay for my karate lessons. And, yeah, I went for, I mean, I remember, like, I probably romanticized it for a while. I was like, well, I did karate for a while. I probably went to 3 classes. maybe 4 classes at the most, and that was that. And nobody ever like fucking pushed me any further than that, you know. Mm-hmm. Nothing did I excel at or do when I was a kid with any regularity. Football, couldn't afford the equipment. Mm-hmm. I wanted to play, and I went to actually sign up for like the things, and then my mom saw how much all the equipment was going to be, and she was like, "It's just not."
Don't they give you the equipment?
No, you got to rent it.
No, not even rent it. You had to buy in. They give you the uniform and like the helmet, but you had to buy all your pads.
No shit.
Yeah, you had to buy like I think they gave you shoulder pads. You had to buy like the knee pads and cleats. I remember it was like pads and cleats and like elbow pads and shit. The shit that it was going to be a couple hundred dollars and it just wasn't going to happen. So,
isn't it insane to you now that you have a kid that if your son expressed an interest in something, it would be insane to just say no, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
To me, it's nuts that my parents like did that time after time again.
I mean, like, they genuinely couldn't afford it. Like, look.
But you find a way.
You find a way. Look, I can't fault people for just not being able to afford it. Like, I watch, like, you know, I have family members who they go, yeah, it's just not going to happen. I can't afford it right now. And that's that. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, I'm in a position where I can fucking, you know, let my kid try shit and do new shit. And it's fucking, you know. Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's a good kid. Really, really good kid. But, regardless, another fast fact. Go. Just something quick, something dumb. I'll tell you something about me. When I was 7 years old, my mom showed me Clockwork Orange.
Whoa.
Yeah, fucked me up.
I've recently started taking fiber supplements.
Hell yeah.
And that's really changed a lot in my
life. He's on fire!
Hell yeah, dude. It's making you shit better?
Oh yeah.
Life on changer. The poop scale. What difference
have you done? Have you done the shit?
Have you done
the shit chart?
I'm still in the middle. I used to be wherever diarrhea is.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
every seven. Day. I'm like a lot of shrimp baskets coming out.
Okay,
not exactly solid, but certainly not liquid.
Well, you eat fucking Taco Bell every day.
Yeah, that's why I need those.
He went a month with eating Taco Bell.
How old are you?
No, there's a good one. 36.
36. Yeah, you can't.
I know.
When you're 18 years old, like you can just fucking. I remember I could just eat shitty food all the time, and I was fat. I was still a fat piece of shit. But whatever it is, like now that I'm older, like if I eat just a shitty meal, like my stomach, like I just feel it so badly. Mm-hmm. I feel so awful. So it's not worth it. But you eat Taco Bell literally every day for a month?
Yeah, I eat fast food probably 5 days a week.
Currently,
for sure.
Yeah. Currently, no.
Yeah,
dude, you're killing yourself.
I know.
What are you doing?
And I top out at 2:30.
Well, you know what?
Right?
Fuck it. You know what? I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What You Snacking On, John Del Colo edition.
What are you snacking
John, what you snacking on? What's your fast food of choice?
Definitely Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. What do you get at Taco Bell?
I played it out big time. I bought the Taco Bell Taco Pass for $10, and I got a taco every day for 30 days.
Taco Pass gives you a taco a day?
Yeah. $10 upfront cost, and then you go on the app, free taco every day for 30 days.
No.
And I was not just eating that taco. So
that was to get you in the door. That, by the way, that's the scam.
Yeah, of course.
That's how they got you.
I knew what they were.
Yeah,
getting.
It's like a baseball frosty thing.
Yeah, I got the keychain on my fucking person, bro.
For the frosty?
Yeah.
Why did Wendy look so scared on this fucking keychain?
That's a Wendy and Morty. But
you
Wendy's
have multiple Wendy's keychains.
This keychain came with the promo thing at the Adult Swim Festival, but that's the one I bought New Year's Day at my Wendy's. Went into the fucking place, said, "Hey, you guys got these $2 a pop." So that's what I.
Wait, let's go back to Taco Bell for a second. You got the taco. Is this still a thing, the Taco Pass?
I think they're going to do it again this year, but it is currently over.
I mean,
if you get the app, it looks like you can do it.
I mean, I'm going to literally make an employee do this every day, and I want they need to report how their asshole feels daily.
Yeah, it's gonna be Dylan. I was great.
First two weeks,
I was probably shitting the best I'd ever shit. Because I was eating at least some lettuce every day on the taco, whereas I would never eat lettuce at all.
Right.
And then almost like clockwork, fucking day 15, floodgates opened, and it took a while to get back to normal.
So what are you getting to Taco Bell when you go there? What's your typical order? You go to Taco Bell right now.
If I go right now, I'm getting a Choose Your Own Cravings box with a chalupa.
A Choose Your Own Cravings box.
Yeah, it's like $6, soda, cheesy fiesta potatoes, crunchy taco. And a chalupa.
Yeah. You eat like a kid whose dad is dead.
Is that because of the price? Or let's say money's not an object, right? Because look, here's the thing. I feel like
throw a Mexican.
You opened with $6. Like, just so you know, for $6, you get
everything you need.
And I see that is a big part of your decision making here, right? Let's just say, dude. You go fucking apeshit, dude. You're not trying to save a little bit of cashola. You're going in just to get what you get. What are you getting at Taco Bell?
I'm probably getting
because I like a chalupa. Which chalupa do you get? I like the, fuck a chalupa. Wait, what's a crunchy one? Is it a gordita?
Crunch wrap or the?
No, they fry the chalupa. They take
the
chalupa.
Yeah, that's a crunchy.
I worked at Taco Bell, so they literally take the chalupa shell and they deep fry it. And it becomes a gordita.
It's like pita and then it's fried.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, it's pita, right? That's really what it is.
Essentially, I think.
Yeah.
I'm getting
hungry right now as I'm talking about this, dude. A chalupa supreme sounds phenomenal right now. Just it's a deep fried pita. It soaks in every bit of that oil. It holds more oil than other things. More than a French fry, I'm telling you right now, dude.
Yeah, it's like a Bounty paper towel
commercial.
The fucking
fry is empty when you pull it out. It's so wet, dude. It really is, dude. I really do enjoy a chalupa.
Is that where they get pedophile from? Just soaks in all the juice.
There was a promotion like 10 years ago. This is what got me really hooked on Taco Bell. It was called a double XL chalupa, and it was like boat shaped. Like it was so big they had to put it into a box that made it look like a boat.
Yeah.
And I would eat one of those at like 2 a.m. every day and just wake up by my stomach telling me I have to shit. What it was only in my body for like 4 hours. So it was like I was actually in good shape back then.
What do you eat at Taco Bell, Randy?
I usually get two hard taco supremes, a bean burrito, and a salsa verde burrito.
Salsa verde. Zach?
I'm big on the black bean burrito.
Black bean burrito, the vegetarian seven-layer burrito?
No, just a black bean burrito. Just I love black beans.
The black bean burrito you get 15 minutes later than a regular burrito.
It's a regular burrito that doesn't talk to its kids.
It's very loud.
It's a burrito that yells through a movie.
I mean, as I'm talking about this, like, you know, look, I was into the cheesy Crunchwrap Supreme for a little while.
Yeah, black bean burrito. And then I actually think the steak at Taco Bell is pretty solid.
It's all.
It is not bad. If you get in the quesadilla and the chicken in the quesadilla, it's is all pretty
bad.
Banging.
It's all bad. It's all good. Dude. It's I worked there. Trust me, it is the lowest grade meat you could ever have.
Usually a burrito and then add potatoes.
Doggy, they would take the meat, the taco. I'm sure there's a video of this. I'm sure there's some disgruntled Taco Bell employee, some black kid, like, yo, look at this fucking slop. It is. They give you a plastic bag of meat that you come out of the fridge, dude, and it is just like liquid. And then you take the plastic bag and you put the whole plastic bag in a thing of boiling water.
It starts as liquid and then it turns into a solid.
It turns into like a mush like in this bag, and then you open the bag and like toothpaste, you squeeze it out of the bag into the fucking thing. It's rancid, dude. It is a rancid grade of meat. It is not good. I mean, maybe this is, I worked there when I was like in high school or like.
And you've eaten there since.
Yeah, a few times, yeah. And by the way, but I'm a rancid piece of shit. Like I know, but knowing what I know now, like, it's probably way less appetizing. I would have gone there probably a lot more. Like, it's just not good, you know? And also, my Taco Bell was particularly bad.
The one I go to is in one of the worst neighborhoods that you could be in Philly, but for some reason, it's a diamond in the rough. Every other fast food restaurant on that strip treats you like fucking shit, and they never
get
your order
right. But not this Taco Bell. They see those baby blues walk in.
Do you think that's just customer appreciation for you, though?
It might be, because as soon as they hear, hi, I ordered on the app. My name's John.
Oh, Dios mío.
Azul osos.
Yeah. I think I enjoy the chalupa more than the gordita. The gordita is what I'm thinking of.
I can't even think of what a gordita is.
I'm getting confused with all of them. They're all delicious. All I want to do is eat some fucking Taco Bell right now. I love a taco. I go every time I go to Cheesy Gordita Crunch was great. Every time I go to Los Angeles, I will get me some good old street tacos.
Can't be anything there.
Love some street tacos. I really do. What'd you eat last night for dinner, John?
Honey Grill, which is about as healthy as I would get.
What is Honey Grill?
Honey Grill is like a stir fry, non-Asian specific stir fry place where you can make your own thing with noodles, vegetables, all that kind of shit.
Oh, nice. That sounds pretty good.
It's pretty good. That's for $15.
Stop going with the money. We're not we're not worried about how much this stuff costs.
Everybody out there is worried about how much it costs.
Just, you know, $15, dude. Fucking
two meals if you split it up.
Yeah. I'm fucking starving right now. I'm intermittent fasting now, and so I can't eat until 1 o'clock, and everything just sounds so good.
When's the last thing?
What?
You know what you're eating at 1 o'clock?
I'm going to probably order, there's a place called Salad House that makes like banging ass fucking wraps and salads and shit. I'm going to order it for at home. I'm going to drive home and meet him there. Yeah, I'm fucking starving right now though.
When's the last time you were allowed to eat at night?
Like 8, I go like 1 to 8, something like that. You know, I had a couple drinks last night. Shouldn't have done that. I'm excited about this Spit Roast show.
Oh, bro,
Brady.
I can't wait.
Who you battling against?
Micah Fox.
Wow.
And, do you want me to say who we're?
No, it's all random. What are you talking about? It's going to be completely random. All
right.
Yeah. I mean, you wrote hundreds of roast jokes.
I did,
for all the different topics. We gave them dozens of topics that they might have to be able to roast. So the fact that, you know, you're going to, you know, be that prepared, it's a big ask. For a $50 winner fee, it's a big ask. I got
to
be honest.
I haven't talked to my fucking kids in a month since I got your text to come on this show. So I don't even know what they look like right now.
I like it. All right, so let's see what happened with these flights this morning. Shannon, is my flight gonna be fucking delayed tomorrow?
So all U.S. flights were grounded for the first time since 9/11.
Nice.
This Blade morning.
Shattered.
Yeah, sorry about that. It said the issue was fixed by 9 a.m., but more than 6,000 flights were delayed as a result. So they don't know like how long that's going to carry over for. And it was because they call it a NOTAM, NOTAM system, crashed. And so they weren't able to communicate information to the pilots. So they had to ground all the flights.
Who's running air traffic control? Gas Digital?
Airlines actually share a computer system with a comedy store. Nobody got charged for their flight.
Wait, what happened with that? What, did somebody say that people got...
Yeah, a bunch of people either didn't get charged or got... Everyone's bill was wrong from the comedy store.
Or not at the comedy store? Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. Well, it's not my problem. It's not my goddamn problem. Well, that's hilarious. Dude, I've had a couple delays recently. I'm flying back on Monday, and I'm having a birthday party for my son on Monday, 2 hours after I land. So if there's any delays, it's going to fuck up my entire thing. I'm not going to be there for his 10th birthday.
Do you have backup plans?
No. Going to fucking, you know, be like, sorry, kiddo. Couldn't be there.
And then James is going to wish that you can't lie for a whole day.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, I'm hoping that there's no issues with it, but it just is what it is. It's the only time we can make it work. We're going to a trampoline park.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you ever caused a problem on a plane?
On a plane?
Mm-hmm.
Caused? No.
Problem?
Been a part of.
I've been a problem on a plane. I've been a problem on a train. I've been a problem in the air. I've been a problem here and there.
This is a Puerto Rican Dr. Seuss book.
I am a problem on a goat.
I'm a problem in a hat. I'm a problem with a rat. You know, I'm going to be a problem. That's just what's going to happen at one point. No, me and my ex, we weren't on the plane. We were getting off the plane. Me and my ex, like she had a thing, like some black chick was like behind her, and I guess her suitcase was like there was no room above her head, so she had to put her suitcase behind her. So she was trying to like get her suitcase, and the girls like wouldn't get out of her way. She was just fucking, you know. So then, you know, this Puerto Rican girl and a black chick, they start fucking.
They were posturing in the wild.
Yeah, dude, it's just showing their gums, just scratching the ground a lot, and yeah. So then, you know, then I had to defend my chick, and fucking, you know, I think the chick spit at me. Then I took her phone. She started filming us, and I was like, oh, yeah. Then I grabbed it, and I went, it was, like, silent, and you just heard it, like, break into eight pieces, because she had a shitty, like, fucking track phone.
Spirit?
No, I don't remember. That was probably the only time that I think at the airport I was a problem. But then, like, with, like, security started, like, chasing us, because that's, like, assault and shit. You can't, like, do that to people. You can't, like, take their things and throw them. But then security started like chasing us like through the airport. We'd like take our jackets off and like hide. Like we broke up. we split up and fucking took different Ubers home because security. We saw like security with like fucking. They were like trying to find us.
Yeah, I'm over here by the lampshade with the wrap sweatshirt on.
Didn't you also have a thing because you wanted coffee, like deep pandemic, and then you wouldn't put your mask back on while you drank your coffee?
Don't act like I was one of these fucking mask dicks. That's not what happened, okay? No, no, no. This asshole was like, yeah, you need to put your mask up between every sip. And I said, that's retarded. And I'll do it. And then I just didn't do it. I was like, nobody does it. I was like, just so you know, we're all saying we're doing it, but nobody's doing it. I had to make that point to them.
Also, there was no coffee being served on the plane, but Lewis went nosing around and saw that the flight attendants had coffee and asked for some of theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's reasonable.
I also masturbate.
I'm not saying it's unreasonable. Yeah.
I masturbate regularly in the bathrooms on planes.
I like it.
Damn.
I masturbate weirdly on planes.
Whoa!
Sex upside down.
Yeah, can you have the pilot talk directly to me over the intercom? Yeah, I jacked off on a plane, I think once, because my wife was being a real pig on my text. And I couldn't contain myself, and I had to go jack it out.
Oh, somebody, Hitler did nothing wrong in the racist live chat, said the story used to be that Kim threw the phone. Kim might have thrown the phone. I just might be remembering it wrong. Did Kim throw the phone?
I don't know.
I think I threw the phone.
I was embarrassed enough to be with you guys during regular shit.
Yeah. No, I think I threw the phone, but maybe, I don't know. I could just be remembering it wrong. I promise you it's not a lie. You know, I'm not like, oh, shit, the store's falling apart, guys.
Shut off the podcast. It's all a charade.
It's all a charade.
How I say charade?
That's a better way. It's a better way to say charade.
It's like a charade, but less funny.
So what is all right, so what is this gallery owner?
I watched this morning. I gotta say, I might be heartless in my old age. I don't really have a problem with this.
Look, if you're homeless,
I'm sorry.
Is this a San Francisco guy with the hose?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say I'm sorry. I'm saying get your fucking shit together. Get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't feel bad for you, really. You're starting off in a deficit in my mind. I'm like, eh. Their decisions stink. They're homeless. They're dirty. They're on drugs. Whatever's going on, I just immediately, when I look at what's going on, if you say business owner versus homeless person, I'm just saying the business owner, I haven't seen a moment of this. I'm saying I'm likely going to side with the business owner. I don't know what the argument is. I don't know what the conflict is. But there's no way that the homeless person's in the right here.
I'm with you.
They're homeless.
Yep.
It looks. I think he's trying to water the tree behind her, and then she's just in the way.
Let's see.
Dude, the toe pointed into the ground is the icing on the cake.
That's fucking hilarious. All right, so I'm sure he's getting fucking flamed online for this. You know,
he's a gallery owner. They thought he owned the bar that he's in front of, but next door there's a gallery.
And so he, an art gallery.
Yeah.
So this homeless fucking street urchin.
It was a shooting gallery. He would have taken care of her much better.
This homeless street urchin, it's not even like she's just like sitting there.
She's got all her shit.
She set up her fucking little tent city right outside of my nice art gallery, right? And I'm like, hey, lady, you smell like shit. Like, literally, you smell like shit. You know, this is awful. Can you just go down the road? There's a fucking bank you can stand in front of. Like, there's going to be more people there. Like, this isn't, you know. I completely get this guy. Mm-hmm. He didn't kick her. He cleaned her.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week. This business owner. What do you want me to say? I am partially kidding. I do have a certain amount of compassion for homeless people. Right. I'm not. I don't think that they should be hurt.
You have to assume a lot of them are severely mentally ill.
I don't think that you should spray homeless people with your hose. However,
might have been thirsty.
The situation here is, you know, he asked her to fucking move. She wouldn't move. He's trying to fucking run a business. You know, I don't know.
So a lot of people on Twitter, you know, acting like this guy's the fucking
man.
Devil, yeah. Or
I saw a lot of people all about this guy.
There's a lot of people that are, you know, he doesn't own the sidewalk. This is assault. Yeah. You know, what is she doing? Who would be scared to go into a business because a homeless person in front of it? Listen, go fucking spend an hour in the Tenderloin in San Francisco where me and you did the fucking show at the beer hall.
Yeah, Zach only showed up because he thought they were serving steak.
Yeah, or like that fucking underpass by the creek in the cave.
Yeah.
Where people are like cooking in their own homeless juices and they're all like burnt and scary. You go hang out there for an hour and a half and tell me something doesn't need to be done.
I you know, look, it is what it is. You know, I have a child. I was living in New York City for a while. One of the reasons why I wanted to move out of New York City with my kid was because homeless people were starting to fucking take over the streets. It was just becoming like
Well, they're more aggressive in certain areas. San Francisco, very aggressive. Washington.
Seattle, super aggressive.
Yeah.
Seattle homeless are crazy.
I feel like West Coast homeless people have a different degree of mental illness than here. Like, you can tell when you walk by somebody in San Francisco that their eyes are just completely gone. In Philadelphia, they'll come up to you and say, can I have a dollar?
I feel like there's a deeper like heroin and like fentanyl problem out in like San Francisco. I was like, those people aren't just homeless. Like in New York City, you'll just get homeless people. I would almost say it's like 50-50 where it's like they're like on drugs, right? Like, mm-hmm. this person, like, when you go to California or you go to San Francisco, when you see homeless people, they're like skitzing out, like they're like glitching into another universe.
Yeah,
you know,
and they're all shooting up on the fucking sidewalk.
Yeah, it's a different thing. And that type of
did you guys see the video of the guy walking like a zombie the other day?
Yeah, was that real?
If it was real, it was fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
it was a guy. What he had to be on something on? Crazy, and he's literally like bent in half backwards walking down the street.
Yeah. See, that shit is like just so fucked up, and those people will just fucking, you know, start biting you like that. Like, you don't, you're sort of like, it's like pit bulls. I talk about pit bulls. I feel like the same way about crazy, skitsy West Coast homeless people, dude. We should just let them die off. I'm not saying kill them. Let's just have them stop breeding. Let's neuter them, and then let's make sure that no more of those people exist. One time I was in L.A., and there was just like crazy homeless guy. He was on drugs. Whatever was happening, I think he was just trying to murder this young girl. He was like, I'm going to try to kill this young girl. That's that. And he was just chasing her. And like, nobody was really helping her. She was just like running from this guy. And he was just like fucking like, and then I remember she ran into the Starbucks. And I kind of got in between her and him. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? And he was just, there was no like talking to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he had a weapon or something, it would have been like a real big problem. But then I remember he ran off or whatever, and then the cops came. But just that sort of like, you know, that level. The worst I think you get in New York is you'll get a guy that is like, you know, masturbating at you.
Yeah,
and that's.
But you can tell that his eyes are in there still,
and you can masturbate right back at him.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. He's not crazy though. He's just like a dude.
He's not talking to himself. He's like, I think you're pretty, and I'm gonna come.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Totally then normal. You jerk off at him. If you come first, then you're the dominant one. Yeah, whoever. You hear the beginning of Mario Kart, the brr.
Whoever comes last has to eat the other one's cum right there and then on the subway.
It's me, a masturbation.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't really deal with, like, I mean, I guess in New York there are some fucking crazies, but yeah, it's just not the same sort of like weird, not the sense of danger that I get. Like, even in Vegas, when we were on like Fremont Street, it's like, yeah, those homeless people seem kind of fucking dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It's like off meds crazy.
They seem, you know what it is? It seems like they're also like inside, like whatever's going on, like in their, all their pockets are full of needles. And if you squeeze them, needles are just poke out of like,
like a stress ball.
Yes, dude. Like fucking, remember Beetlejuice when he had the spikes? Yeah. Like, that's what I feel like homeless people are. On the
nice
West
fucking
Coast.
Model.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that noise. Let's see. So what is these cops that got fired, Shannon? This is an interesting story.
Okay, so there were a total of six cops. This happened in Tennessee. And there's one female cop that seems to be at the center of it. She claims to be in
Detroit.
Let me show you. I don't think so. But I think when you hear about the things she did, it will change your opinion.
She becomes toy.
Let me guess. She dropped her gun.
There she is.
Damn, she got Stewie head.
She was able to complete. She was able to complete 1.5 pull-ups in the physical fitness test.
Officer Stewie Griffin.
All right, so hold on. Well, go back up.
They put that poor black guy in the canine unit? That's what we're doing now?
Nah, son.
Oh, he thinks she's a 10.
This is fucked up.
Yeah. Hey, dog.
So there were five other officers involved in this, and apparently they would have wild parties. She would get topless at like hot tubs with them. She performed oral sex on multiple of her coworkers, also officers on duty. And
good woman. Yes. Good
Do you
woman.
Feel proud to be an American?
So what happened? We gave her a raise. What happened? We gave her a promotion. She's a sergeant now, captain. No. What is it?
She got fired. All six of them got fired.
Why?
So it says that they lied when under questioning, and then they had to go and be interviewed twice until they all actually started to
reveal. She had a dick in her mouth. You couldn't understand what she was saying.
But it seems like that was the main reason, according to this article, that really made them fire them, is that they were lying, and then the sex on duty.
So is this just a really sexy police academy movie? Mahoney!
You'll suck it now, mister. Now, there was a dog involved because he was a canine cop. I wonder if she fucked the dog.
Maybe.
Probably.
So she was married, though?
Yes, she was married. She claimed that she was in an open relationship, but as more and more articles come out, it appears he wasn't really down with all of this. It seems like she was at a party with like some of her coworkers and her husband, and then like made out with her coworker in front of her husband.
A female coworker? No, male coworker.
Oh my
God. Some fucking cuck shit.
And that he like wasn't.
I know that's a real thing that guys like. You know, I really just fucking it would. I couldn't just watch some dude fuck my chick.
Could you imagine being at a cop party and your cop wife is fucking making out with other cops? You can't do shit. They'll just beat the shit out of you if you try anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You said that like you've thought about it.
I mean, I'm fucking...
And maybe they handcuff you?
I mean, I've been just hooking up with chicks before. Like, not... And with no respect for them. Like, this is a fucking absolute slut bag, right? I remember this happened like two different times where me and Dave Smith ended up double teaming the chick. But like the one time it was like, I made a joke. I was like, oh yeah, me and Dave could double team you. She's like, okay. And then I remember like, I had no respect for this girl. It wasn't like, I was like, oh, I thought this girl was going to be my girlfriend. This girl was just a pig to me. But I remember the feeling of like, oh shit, dude. Like it hurt me. Like I wasn't good enough. And then we did it, you know, and then Dave fucking came on my sheets. Which is fucking awful. Having another, and then it was hard, and I did come, but it was hard to come watching his come on my sheets.
Were your feelings hurt as it was happening or afterward when you thought about what you did?
In the moment, it fucking hit. No, after, once I said, I was like, wait, what am I doing? I don't really care, you know? But yeah, that fucking, I couldn't imagine being in love with the chick and fucking having dudes pound her out. Could you ever do something like that, Rainey?
No, I couldn't. I've been pretty possessive of my wife. I feel like now as we both get older, we're more chill, but there have been times where like both my wife and I have gone through each other's phones.
Oh yeah.
I found out where a guy lived who wrote a tweet that she liked, and I thought it was a little suspect.
Oh my God. Wait, he wrote the tweet?
Yeah, he composed a tweet and my wife liked it, and I was like, I don't really like that. So wow. Let me find out where he is. So I started following him on whitepages.com.
No. No. Jesus. That's some fucking crazy
yeah,
shit.
He was,
how old were you at the time? You had to be young.
40.
It was a tweet, Lou. Yeah.
He was pretty close recent to having his dog's head on his doorstep.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Dude.
But I'm much more mature now at 44.
Yeah.
Can we go through her likes?
Years ago. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. If I'm going through my chick's phone, it's over. Mm-hmm. I'm not like I'm at that place in my life now, right? Where... because my chick, she'll leave her cell phone open. It's on the bed, and I see it sometimes. And I'm like, but in my mind, I'm going like, if I just cross that threshold, I just feel like whatever that like, there's like, I feel like the relationship's pure now because I haven't like crossed that threshold of like toxicity where like we're doing shit like that. And sort of once you do it, you can't go back, you know. And then what happens if I find some shit, some dude flirting with her or like...
Then you get a joint Facebook account.
Lewis it's like,
and girlfriend.
But what am I going to do? Like the worst case scenario, I fucking find out she's cheating on me, which I don't think I have no fear of that at all. Mm-hmm. But the best case scenario, maybe I see something that pissed me off, then I bring it up to her, and now we have this level of toxicity, and now she's got to get me back and go through my phone. She's gonna see all the shit that I'm doing. Fuck that noise.
It's nuts. Like now, I think we're at a point now where if my wife looked through my phone, the most that she would see is me texting John a picture of that monkey with big tits.
Yeah. No, I mean that's why you know, look the fucking phone thing. That's probably responsible for more because they say like. The divorces are up like 50% or whatever it is. Have they ever tracked data between the rise of social media and our phones being a part of our lives and then also the divorce rate? Because I guarantee that has to be it. Because before cell phones and social media, it was like there was almost no paper trail when you were cheating, like at all. Like if you were going to cheat.
Oh, doesn't that sound great?
Dude, I would have full-fledged other relationships. I would have multiple girlfriends in fucking just... They would have no idea about each other.
Not only that, think about pre-internet altogether. Like, our dads could just have a girlfriend the next town over and go, what are the fucking chances?
Yeah.
How confident did you feel in not getting caught, though, when that was the case?
I mean, look, this is like... People started getting cell phones, like smartphones, and being on their phones... What was it, like 2010 maybe, where it was like people had like you know, apps on their phones and social media on their phones, right? So it's really only been like, so yeah, I mean, oh yeah, I mean, I definitely had a fucking, I mean, it wasn't full, it wasn't multiple girlfriends, but it was like I didn't have a girlfriend. I treated it like that, you know, and it was just so easy to sort of like not get caught. They had to like, I guess, find your text messages. They can go through your text messages. That was a big thing back then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I guess the anxiety of cheating, I didn't realize how much that was like a big cause of like anxiety for me.
And did you ever, I'm sorry, did you ever have pussy that was worth that kind of anxiety?
No, because most of the time that I was cheating on my chick, it was like with a chick that wasn't as good as my chick. Mm. It was just to fucking have different, you know, something different. Mm. That was that. It was like my own ego being stroked or whatever it was. I was also like new to getting pussy in my 20s, you know, so it was like, you know, I mean, I did have girlfriends when I was like in high school, but I was always like a serial monogamist. So by the time I moved to New York City and I started like promoting on the streets of New York and meeting people every day, and I just had access to like meeting chicks and getting new pussy, I was like, oh shit, I was like a kid in a candy shop, you know? So then I think that was a big part of it as well, was just sort of like getting that out of me. Whereas like now I'm an old man, pussy just isn't that important.
Yeah, when you first start getting pussy, there's almost like a psychosis sets in.
Yeah.
Where you're like a fucking dog, like tracking it down.
I mean, just, I was obsessed. I was obsessed with getting pussy. It was the number one priority. Mm-hmm. At all times was like we'd go on the road, dude, and there'd be some check. You'd be like, yeah, I'll drive 2 hours to go get pussy. 2 hours. I couldn't imagine driving 2 hours for anything in the world.
You got to use an easy pass just to get pussy.
It's fucking crazy. It's a crazy thing, but it was just like, there's this weird like desperation.
They should have that for hookers. Easy plus.
But it was just, you know, whatever it is. And I think like we're also like victims of like you're how old are you, John? 36? 36. Yeah, we're all within an age group where like it's kind of unfair like how porn was like thrust upon us, mm-hmm. you know? It's like we went from like jerking off to like just TV and images and magazines to like now having like an unlimited amount of porn at our fingertips. And it was a very strange like time. Like, well, my jerking off years was like the technological jerking off boom. Like that happened, and it was like I was like right there in it. And I think there's a lot of people that are a lot more sexually depraved because of that. Like I think for me personally, I think just that like that it was diversity. It was like, oh, it was different pussy. You know what I'm saying? It was like the same way I would jerk off to porn, I would almost look at like chicks. I was like, oh, I need to have like a different chick, the same way that I wouldn't jerk off to the same porn every day. That's psychotic. Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
That's autism.
Imagine you jerk off to the same porn every day.
I was just about to bring up porn. I'm monogamous to one OnlyFans account now.
Oh, really?
I've cut it down.
Which one is it? Please tell me.
It's a real pig named Sadie Andrews XXX.
Please pull her up. I want to see her. Sadie Andrews XXX. Yeah. She's your only OnlyFans account.
Yeah, I'm a one OnlyFans man now.
I'm an OnlyFans man now. Yeah. I went into my OnlyFans recently, and I was like, I have all of, like, I was subscribed to all these without even realizing it. Yeah. And I just was like, unsubscribe.
He had a whole lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was at. I was following so many, then I just gradually cut down.
This chick.
Is that her?
Oh my god, I forgot my wife is out there.
Oh no. Is she get mad at that?
She's cool, man. I think we're past that. I hope we are.
Well, you didn't tell her how much you pay.
Yeah, that's not my cup of tea, doggy.
Yeah, I get this. This is a girl you could meet after a show.
She looks like Zach's thumb.
Yeah. This is like the kind of girl you meet. Remember that real animal we met in Louisiana that crawled on the floor with her ass out? That said she lost her vape?
Hold
She's probably
on.
Listening. The girl that asked, what's a Jew? What is a Jew?
How do I not remember this? Angel.
We were with
who is this perfect woman?
Andrew Youngblood and Margolis. And it was a super Southern chick. She goes, you can come back to our house. And it was she's like, we got however many acres. And then we found out she lived in a trailer. Mm. On those acres.
I don't remember any of this, dude. See what I'm saying? I don't remember.
And then her
I don't remember who threw the phone. I don't remember the trailer on some acres that we went to.
She was with her husband, and then she put the husband back in the room and came back down. It's like, I lost my vape, y'all. And she came back down in like a tiny half shirt and like real clam hugger jeans. Mm-hmm. And then crawled around on the floor with her ass in the air, going, can't find my vape. desperately wanting us to hit on her.
Yeah.
I wrote a children's book, y'all. It's called What's a Jew?
Well, what? she asked Karen what a Jew was.
Yeah.
And she's, what is a Jew? Y'all from New York City.
How would you explain that?
We let her take
That's
it.
Why I brought Karen. I was like, this is a Jew.
Yeah.
This is her. Yeah, no, I don't remember any of that, Zach. Wow. What's happening with my life? I'm fucking a drug addict. I have real problems. Give me another fact about yourself. Something fun. Come on, quick.
Oh, boy. Every time it gets harder and harder. I don't know. I smoke weed every day until I fall asleep as soon as I wake up. I'm going to go for Mike.
We got to smoke a blunt after this.
Hell
we gotta
yeah.
smoke a fucking fat blunt.
And then
after
I'm
going to
watch a scary movie.
What scary movie?
I don't watch scary movies. That's going to be
what
new
scary
for me
movie
today.
Are you watching?
It's up to him.
Oh, you're doing a
really spook show after this.
Nice. But yeah, that's an interesting fact. I'm scared of movies.
Good to know.
I'm a pussy. How many guys have called me a faggot in the chat, by the way? Is there a way?
They like you. They like you, dude. I'll tell you right now, they fucking like you.
This is the earliest I've been up in
you're
years.
Fucking doing great. They're posting pictures of this girl's big old fat pussy in the racist live chat.
Can I
right
see
now. Yeah, pull up her pussy. She got a big
champion.
Old, she got a big old puss, doggy.
Dude, you could hit her in the pussy with a sledgehammer and she'd ask you to keep going.
Yeah, that thing is fucking blown out, Rainey. You love her.
She's the only account I follow now.
Let me see.
And they're pulling up these pictures for free, by the way, from just the internet.
I like to support my creators.
Yeah. Look, it's a great platform.
Yeah.
You know. Shannon, you really should do a feet OnlyFans. You're an idiot. I think you'd make so much money.
I have thought about the feet OnlyFans a couple of times.
You should do a feet OnlyFans. Didn't the one fighter and the kid producer do that? Is she even hot? Who's hotter? Her or you? Let's see.
Kat, is that her name?
Yeah, pull up Kat from the fighter and the kid. She had an OnlyFans. And they revealed she was making like six figures a month on it.
Well, it's not.
You're not going to make that.
Who has cuter feet?
Shannon's not going to make six figures a month.
And she's going to have cuter feet. She's Asian.
Yeah, she's going to have cute, little, tiny, delicious, Asian, delightful feet. Pull up her feet, Shannon.
Shannon, I bet you have tiny little feet.
But I bet, Shannon, I bet your feet are dope. And Shannon, you also have big, fat, fake fucking tits, right? You're not going to show your nipples. Maybe you do. Maybe for some private videos, you get a little crazy, right? I need to turn Shannon into a slut. This is her feet?
They're really good feet.
This is yours or hers?
No, those are hers.
Those are hers. Oh,
I have the same toenail polish, though. I have the same nail polish color.
They look like Hulk hands.
I will say that.
Shannon, I bet your feet are cuter than that.
They're not. They're not. My toes are longer. These are very cute feet.
Blank this out for the YouTube. I don't want.
Yeah, we don't have people jerking off
the. Jerking off the.
Feet.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
Shannon, what do you
content.
Have? Like bunions or something? What's going on?
Mm-mm. No, it's just like my toes aren't this perfect. I feel like she has perfect little feet.
I bet Shannon's got fucking hot ass feet. Right. And if Shannon, if you got all, because you're also such an innocent little fucking, like, prude,
mm-hmm.
that people would really get into it. You do the thing where you just fucking, you like lie in your stomach and you smash your tits together and you like give a sexy face and you have your feet up behind you, like the way Jay does podcasts.
Yeah.
Where people
just,
yeah, with his tootsies up.
But then do I have to like do sexy things or can I just take pictures of my feet?
Shannon, can I just be in charge of the whole thing? I swear on my son's life, may he die right now. I would be in charge of this whole, I will manage it. We will turn you into a fucking thousands of dollars a month. I guarantee we'll get you up there. You won't be poor anymore. It'll be a whole thing. And all you got to do is spend one night with me.
No, it always goes back to
you're going to be a foot star, Shannon. Just trust him. He's got the vision.
Shannon, I'm telling you right now, Racist Live Chat, would you guys pay for... Let's see. What do they say? Alamo 715 says Lewis is always talking up fives. It's insane. That's me. And Shannon, you're more than a five. Don't listen to him.
I will also say that they're always because of how you talk to me, Lewis. They're always in the chat show so shitty to me about how I think I'm hotter than I am.
Mm.
Find one clip of any show in the past 7 years where I call myself hot or refer to myself as hot. You will never find
Kendroid says, I love you, Shannon. Smago says, Shannon has a face like a sidewalk. That's not okay. First of all, Shannon's face isn't the problem, dude.
I'm not Asian.
No, her fucking face is hot. She's got a beautiful face, dude. It's maybe, you know, those old tits. We got to get them out of her body. Got to get some, they're fucking hard as a rock, dude.
They're not. As yeah.
She's got two fucking kettlebells hanging off her chest right now.
There's eight faces on them?
Yeah. Joe Rogan just fucking...
Yeah. Joe Rogan just got Shannon by each nipple.
Yeah.
Can I come on it?
Dude, Shannon, you can't go to Jamaica this year. You're going to sink right to the bottom of the fucking ocean. I can't deal with that. It's going to be a major liability. Let's see. Love you, Shannon. Shannon's a born-again virgin. I pay $50 a month, says real ass motherfucker.
Oh.
I pay $5,000 for a pic of Shannon's pussy. Wow, okay, see?
Shannon, $5,000 right now.
Shannon's a cutie. Shannon's hot as fuck. Wouldn't pay, but I jerk to it. Well, Shannon's not Asian, not cool. She wouldn't make a single dollar without showing asshole. That's not true. That's not true. I'll tell you right now, our whole game plan, here's the thing, Shannon. Eventually, you got to start showing body parts, but not for the first year. First year, it's feet and it's sexy lingerie. Shannon, also, I'll dress you. We'll fucking get good lingerie. I'll be in charge of the fucking outfits. I'll get a photographer. It's just me and a fucking a French beret. Oh, hello. I am the photographer.
Hold on. I have to go get the photographer.
You make a great creep, dude.
Yeah, dude. I rule. Let's see.
A dollar.
Oh, that's a solid deep fake. They just put a Shannon. Shannon, pull that up real quick. The deep fake they just pulled up.
One sec. Oh, it's not letting me. I'll just show it to you in the chat.
Thank you, Bricks. Appreciate that. Go ahead. That's solid right there. Shannon, is that what it looks like at all?
No, this is generous.
That's generous.
Yeah, I don't think my boobs are that big.
Shannon, say it's worse.
I don't think my boobs are that big.
No way. Oh, nowhere near as good as what I got, Daddy. God damn it, Shannon. We're trying to fucking make thousands of dollars. I genuinely feel like the Real Ass Podcast audience and the SDR audience, they're old creeps, dude. You doing OnlyFans, it's over. It is over. Natalie can do an OnlyFans. Some boring ass lesbian shit, dude. She's just fucking.
That's so boring.
She's wearing a fucking hoodie. Well, hey, what's up? I just woke up. All right, what? They'll pay for that. They'll pay for anything. They're idiots. These fans are idiots.
I'll bleep that out.
Edit that out, please. Don't let them know that I think of them that way.
How much do you think you would make on OnlyFans?
I've thought about it. When I get canceled, I will do an OnlyFans. And I'll just fuck open mic comedians, and that'll be the whole thing. Yeah,
I think you could do pretty well.
Actually, that's not true. Don't. It would be hilarious if somebody canceled me. And be like, dude, don't do an OnlyFans. Let's just do it. No, I would never. No, I would never. I couldn't.
Why not?
He has dignity.
No, I have a kid. I don't want him to watch me. You know, I've done enough on the internet that I'm gonna have to explain to my kid. Or now I'm like just fucking chicks. I'm not judging anyone. Good for you. Good for anybody who does it, you know. I have a lot of friends who are on OnlyFans and make a lot of money doing it. It's just when it comes down to it, it's a personal choice. And, you know, I respect myself. Shannon, OnlyFans?
Don't think about it.
Natalie's OnlyFans would be garbage.
It would be.
It's just her in a fucking sweater reading Sylvia Plath out loud.
You've had a lot of OnlyFans experience. You're my go-to guy.
Oh, thanks, man.
Can you be anonymous on OnlyFans? Can you just be feet pictures and you don't have any idea what this lady looks like?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You're not going to make any money.
Right. That's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, they want the connection.
Yeah, they want... Shannon is ripe.
They need
ripe.
To see the feet's face.
Shannon is ripe and prime. By the way, Alex Garlotto right now could be crushing it right now with a pregnant OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Crushing it. Crushing it right now with a pregnant OnlyFans. I don't know anybody who would subscribe to it. You guys are all idiots. Use what you got. Use it or lose it. You know, in a few years, it's going to be over, Shannon. They said that to you literally a decade ago, and you still have it somehow. And one day, it's just going to all going to look at you and be like, oh, no, she's fucking haggard.
That's so nice of you, Lewis. Thank you.
I know.
You do have it. You're running on fumes. You've been on E for a while.
Yeah, Shannon. We gotta
find you're beautiful.
We got to find a gas station pronto.
Pump those things back up.
Yeah, dude. I'm not going to fucking push you up a hill. The fuck out of here. Natalie, what about you? Would your girlfriend let you do an OnlyFans
and
get naked on the internet for the fans?
No.
What if you guys were doing lesbian shit, like you and your girlfriend?
Nah, I don't think she'd be down.
No. Damn. I tried, folks.
You did the best you could, man.
I'm making shit happen regularly. All right. Marine attacks two female hotel workers. What is this, Shannon?
So it's in San Diego. There are two like small chicks that are working at the hotel. This guy comes in. He wants to rent a room and they tell him there aren't any available. So that's what happens before this.
Also
video.
Not true. There's always a couple rooms available at every hotel.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably because he was being shitty.
They always have even when it's sold out, just so you know, there's always a couple available. You get to the manager, you can get into that hotel. Got to be slick. Got to talk. Talk a good game.
The few, the proud, the Marriott Bonvoy rewards members.
Go ahead.
It's a SEAL Team Motel 6.
There's no chair.
Bro,
I need a kid.
Bro, you need to leave.
You.
Where did you come from?
Good.
No, shut up. Where did you come from? That's what I thought. This is your hood.
I'm in the hood now.
You're in charge now.
I'm in the hood.
Dude, what do you want? Like, I'm going to get, like... Oh, my God.
Woo.
Don't touch her, bro. Don't touch her. Don't fucking touch her. Don't touch her.
What are you gonna do?
This will be it. This will be it. You just pushed her. You just assaulted her. And it's on camera.
Put it up. Put it up.
Did he say?
Okay.
Hey, hold up. Pause it.
All right, hold,
no, you should not hit women, but. I really like his reaction. He was like, when he realized he's like, he already assaulted her, he was like, well, I guess it's just too late. Well, I'm going to start assaulting people. He said, put it up.
Put him up. Put him up.
What's up?
Hey,
what's up? What's up? What's up?
Oh, no, he already lost the shoe. He lost the fight.
Oh, he's losing the fight? No. He's losing the fight, you fucking pussy. Wow.
Hot.
Oh, man. Not for nothing, dude. Nice toy. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, yeah, girl. What, she get all horny? She's like, I don't know. I'm just fucking horned up after knocking out that white guy.
That was it.
Toy.
Well, she has cuts on her legs from him grabbing desperately at her. While
dude, that was fucking, what a pussy.
Lip.
What a little bitch. He lost the fight?
It wasn't even close to the end.
Look, I wasn't
belly
gonna,
down.
I wasn't going to, you know.
He wasn't going to win Real Ass Dude of the Week.
No, he wasn't going to win Real Ass Dude of the Week. Look, he was a piece of shit, obviously. I appreciated just sort of like watching the thought process of some drunk idiot. Like, you know, he was like, all right, well, fuck it. Now I'm just fighting everybody. It's like, you know, I'm on camera. I did this. But then he lost the fight, which is fucking wild, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
got
you
beat
know.
The fuck up with a lamp. She put his lights out.
Dude, I'm kicking him. I'm kicking him out of the He-Man Woman Haters Club. This is crazy. He gets his fucking man pass revoked, dude. Look at her. She's kind of cute, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Was that the security guard that hit him with the lamp?
Yeah. Was she security guard?
No, they were just both hotel workers. That's okay. All that it says. The other girl that says was 4'10". It doesn't say this girl's height.
It looked like one of them had like one of
No, the article said there was a 4 and a 10. This girl's cute, dude. The other girl looked like a fucking...
It did say that he was...
Zach's thumb.
Did he was hospitalized. Yes.
Yep. Fuck. Fuck. I only got 3 jokes a day.
It said he was hospitalized, but they don't know the extent of his injuries.
Wow. Dude, she knocked him the fuck out. I mean, he's also hammered. Dude, that guy comes in sober. He's fucking wrecking shop.
He was
no
a big
way,
dude, though.
Dude. That no big, way. He's a Marine.
That big, you should beat up a girl that's 4'10".
Yeah. A girl that's 4'10". I should be able to, and I mean this, me personally, I'm not a Marine. I don't have much training in my life. I feel like I could probably beat up any 2 female hotel employees in this country.
Let's go to Motel 6 right now.
At any given time.
Yeah, bring you should it. Be able to pick her up by her head like a basketball.
Yeah.
But with it's all fucked up, dude.
That's sad.
You said the other night that you never blacked out when you drank? You've never been like that?
I shouldn't say. Well, I don't know. I remember I blacked out on painkillers and Ambien. But I don't know that I've blacked out on... on alcohol.
Yeah.
Are you a blackout guy?
I mean, that would be me when I would get fucking
beat up
fall off the back.
Just beating up chicks?
No, I'm the one getting beat up.
Yeah.
No, just like that guy.
The worst I've ever blacked out, I think, in my life was on my 21st birthday. I was at the Village Idiot. And once again, trying to get pussy. Dude, I remember it's so funny how much I try to get pussy. I met this chick at the bar. It's like an older chick. Maybe she was like, you know, I was 21. She was maybe 30 at the time. Mm-hmm. And she was on like a work conference or something, and they went to like a dive bar in New York for like, you know, for fun, right? But this is like our shitty bar that we went to every day. And remember, she gave me her hotel address. Like, we just didn't have cell phones. Like, people had cell phones, but it wasn't like whatever it was. She gave me her hotel address, told me to meet her at her hotel. So then I went to her hotel at the time, and she just didn't show up. And then I just waited at her hotel for like 2 hours, just hammered, dude. Just fucking creeping around, like walking, just hoping I run into her. Then eventually she came back with like a couple friends, and she was like, "Oh, hey!" And I was like, "Hey, he told me to meet you here." And she was like, "Yeah, I gotta go to bed." And I was like, "What? Oh no!" And
I can go with you.
I was like, "Oh, I'll go. Come on, bed. That's what I want to do."
It was 4 hours ago. You were here the whole time.
Yeah, dude. And then I went back to the Village Idiot, right? And I fucking got more drunk, and I passed out in the garbage outside of the bar. And I woke up the next day literally in the garbage with garbage men shaking me. They thought it was a dead body.
Goddamn.
Yeah, and that was the most drunk I've ever been. But that was like the worst, like the worst of it. Like, it was, I never get into fights. I never get like, you know, I'll pass out. I'll get really, really drunk, and I'll just get tired. I don't want to fight. I don't get mouthy. I don't want to like party. I don't want to like get going. It's a nightmare, dude. Going out is a fucking true nightmare. The idea of going to a bar and drinking, crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like to just go do that. I mean, like to have a couple nice cocktails with your chick, get a nice meal, have a couple cocktails, you know, that's like a little different than, dude, I'm going to the bar to fucking get hammered, get drunk, see what happens. Like, that's like, I just don't understand that mentality for anybody.
When did that stop for you?
Probably once I started really getting into comedy. Because nightlife is built into our career and our profession. So now, like, my ideal night is just going home. Like, my ideal, it's like, oh, dude, I can go home, play some video games or watch a movie, right, or watch a TV show. Because I drink a lot, and I'm in the nightlife a lot. I get to scratch that itch a little bit, a lot, mm-hmm, right? So I'm never really going too far, but it's like I don't really have any need for it. So when my chick, when me and her hang out, it's like, we'll go, we'll get drinks, we'll get dinner, we'll do something nice, but it's like, it's not really like, let's go for a late night where we're fucking drinking 2 or 3 in the morning, mm-hmm, till the bar closes. That's like, I'm very done with that shit. Mm-hmm. But you're still there, John.
Yeah, I try to keep it down like once a week, maybe. I'll stay out till 5 in the morning,
really?
Maybe,
really?
Sometimes. Yeah, but I'm drinking light beer. I don't black out for the most part. I don't drink any liquor anymore. I think that's the cure for me.
I was doing coke. That was the time when I would be up late every night. It ended then, actually. That's because, and what is it, even like a bar? It was like I would do coke. The way I even preferred to do coke was the same way, dude. I want to go home, play some video games, do some coke, but be up until 4 or 5 in the morning, drinking a little bit, doing a little bit of blow, getting fucking wild. That would like I wasn't even a social coke user. I had a couple chicks that I would do it with because they had small nostrils, but it's like I wasn't like I was broke, so I was like I wasn't trying to fucking share my coke, you know. So I was like secretly just like I'd buy like a gram or, you know, whatever, a couple grams, and I'd just be secretly like fucking shoving it into my nose in the bathroom. Or
nothing's worse than being out at a bar and people know that you have coke.
Oh yeah,
you just have to leave.
I mean, I had a few nights where like me and a few of my boys got coke. Right, we're like, dude, we'll get an 8-ball, dude, and it's like 4 of us, and then it's like we're done with it in an hour, mm-hmm, and it's like now we're just searching for the whole night is now we're searching for cocaine, we're waiting for a guy to show up, you know. I've really dodged some fucking bullets. The amount of times I just got into a car with a guy, I mean, I'm obviously buying coke, a Puerto Rican guy in a fucking there's a Honda Accord with blacked out everything, right, with loud music. I get in, I get out literally 35 seconds later, and I walk away from the car. How have I not been arrested
for
that?
You jump up and click your heels. I yell, I got it.
Doggy. Oh, my God, dude. I'll tell you, I'm so glad I'm done with that section of my life.
You don't really drink that much anymore?
Well,
I drink a little bit.
I don't party. I don't do any drugs anymore. Yeah. I don't do really anything.
Yeah, Lewis has been on good boy behavior for a long time.
It's not even good boy behavior. It's not even, I'm not saying I'm better than. I'm morally above it. I literally don't want the feeling.
Right, yeah.
Like, the feeling of being, first of all, just doing coke, I don't even like it. Like, I thought I liked it, I didn't like it, right? And, you know, but the next day, being up until 6 in the morning, like, having dark bags under your eyes, like, just feeling like absolute shit, I don't have it in me. I like feeling good. Like, I feel high. It sounds fucking gay, because I'm not sober. I drink, I smoke weed, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? But I do. Like, I like the way life kind of feels, right? Yeah. I like being aware of what's going on. I have a lot of cool shit happening regularly. So why would I want to be feeling nauseous, lying in a bed, half dead asleep, like ever? Why would I ever want that, mm-hmm, to be anything? And if I'm doing coke, that's half of doing coke. 50% of the experience is coming down from it and feeling that way and feeling hungover and feeling shitty. And everything that I do is in excess. So I can't just, oh, I'll do a little bump. It's like, no, if we're doing coke, we're doing fucking coke. We're going to get fucking wild, dude.
Right.
And in the beginning, I remember I was like, all right, dude, when I first started doing coke, the lines were so small. They were like the little fucking, dude, by the end, it was like the lines were, it was like the size of this pen. I was like, well, that's a line. It was fucking a wild thing, dude. Really just a crazy experience. You know, I don't regret it. I'm glad I know a lot of the different things, like everything that's out there, all the drugs that are out there. I've tried almost everything. And, I fucking live to tell the story. So, you know, I appreciate it.
Part of why I love coke so much is because the acquisition of it was always a challenge. Like very rarely would it just be very cut and dry. Like, meet me here. Here's the money. Done deal. So often would be like, all right, you got to meet me here. It's like, he's not there. It's like, okay, where do I go now? It's like, oh no, you got to meet me at this other place. And then you got to go to multiple bars in a
night.
That's
the most infuriating thing.
It's exciting, though.
And you can't.
You like the chase.
He's your coke. And you have two or three coke guys, and you're doing that. You're juggling the three of them at the same time because you're whoever's showing up first, you're buying coke from, essentially.
We all meet at the same McDonald's. Yeah. I expect you all to show up.
So you're juggling all of them, and coke dealers, they know, like, you're going to wait. It doesn't matter. Uh-huh. You want my coke. It doesn't matter. So the lack of fucking respect that coke dealers have.
Yeah.
Weed dealers are respectful, dude. A weed dealer shows up, he gives you the goddamn weed. A coke dealer will have you waiting in the cold for 2 hours just waiting for him.
Yeah. And you can't even, like, start the day early. In your head, you're like, you know what? 3-4 o'clock before everybody's bothering them.
For the evening rush.
They're not up yet.
No.
You know how hard it is to get a coke dealer to come here
lazy
at 4 p.m.?
Piece of shit.
And he's like, I'm not getting up till fucking midnight. Are you
crazy?
I want
to start my coke night early. You fucking scumbag.
I got three more podcasts to do today.
Yeah, dude. That the process in with drugs in general, right? The drugs that I think weirdly that I ended up gravitating towards, they were like processes, right? So coke is like chopping it up and preparing it and like doing that, like there was something weirdly like
it's a ritual.
Yeah, that ritual.
Well, you do it the same way when you do blunts now.
Rolling a blunt.
But you chop up a blunt with your credit card and then put it into
my nose. So
no, but you chop you it up weed? And then you take your credit card and you put it in. Yeah. I think you enjoy that ritual.
I know a dude that just likes rolling blunts.
Well, I don't chop it up with a credit card. What I do is I break it up with a grinder in my hands and then I take the credit card and I scoop it and I put it into my blunt. But I do enjoy a nice scoop with a credit card. I eat my cereal with a credit card. I just love to scoop anything with a credit card that I can figure out. I shovel snow with my credit card. It's
the
M&M
store later. Yeah, dude. Yeah. More greens.
Anything I can do, I really enjoy it.
It's hard not to. I went to a Flyers hockey game recently, and you know how they got the ice girls out there with the shovels? Just instantly, when you see them with the shovel, you think of cocaine.
Yeah. It's, that ritual. And I guess those are the...
By the way, if you're listening to this episode right now and you have to shit, you're a cocaine addict.
We do talk about cocaine like it's like... the fucking good old days regularly on the show. It's something that comes up.
Yeah.
Is there any other drugs that require rituals? I guess heroin probably does, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's I think people like getting the shit hot.
When I did,
I would enjoy the heating of the spoon, the bringing it into the syringe,
getting
my vein going like that whole, I'd get, I'd be like, I'm great at rolling a blunt.
Just like mom used to make.
Yeah, dude. I would be great at preparing heroin on a spoon. I know like my shit would be fucking tight.
When I did pills, I snorted them. So I went through the same, like I liked breaking it up with like a paperweight and like doing all the shit more than I think I liked doing pills.
Yeah, I just ingested pills. I was never a crush pill guy.
I didn't crush them or snort them. But what I would, we would buy, remember there was a period where we were, everyone at Gas Digital was on OxyContin. Shannon, you remember, right?
I don't remember this.
You don't remember the OxyContin era?
No, I remember the Molls era, and I remember the half Molls, half mushroom era.
You don't remember the OxyContin era. Shannon, you remember the OxyContin era?
It was in the old studio.
I wasn't privy to that.
We would get them, we would buy them, and then there was two of them. They were the little ones, or then they had the time release ones.
Yeah, to lick the coating off those.
Well, you don't know what I would do is the coating was actually, it makes them really hard to break, right?
Okay.
So you had to actually, I used to take a razor blade and I used to cut it into quarters, dude, and I would just pop a quarter of this OxyContin like every 2 hours. And just all day, I felt like I was just being hugged by, like, just my mom. Like, it was just, like, a warm, just fucking...
You halfway there.
Yeah, dude. Like, whatever it was, dude, like, I would walk around, we'd all float, and everyone was on OxyContin. That's the problem with fucking this studio. It's like as soon as one person becomes addicted to something, everyone's like, oh, I'll try that. And then everyone's addicted to it. It becomes the whole thing.
I miss Nate.
Nate was great, dude. Nate was our Australian producer who had access to the dark web. Ooh. So he would come in with like fun party drugs, like things that we'd never heard of before. Yeah, like tested, okay. Like pure, like it would show up. He was like, hey, mate, this is some pure MDMA. And it would show up like it would be like in a package where you like the same way you like pop out like NyQuil and like those things. It was like whatever it was. It was a wild thing. And yeah, we had some fucking times with that.
That always sounded fun. I tried to download the dark web browser Tor once. I was in L.A. and I really wanted Coke, and I was at a Korean barbecue, and I was sitting in the lobby waiting to get a table.
By the way, if you're ever in L.A. and you need Coke, anybody.
I don't need to hear this.
If you're listening.
I don't want to hear this.
If you're ever in L.A. and you need Coke, I got the best. The best Coke connection you will ever need in your entire fucking life. I don't use it. I haven't used it in years. But I'll tell you right now, if you're ever in L.A., any of my friends, any of my fans, you hit me up. I got a guy. Oh, I got a guy. No, don't hit me up. I won't give him to you. I'll give him to you if you really want him.
I'd rather not.
Give it to me, and then maybe if he needs it, I'll give it to my friends.
Give it to my friends. Oh, you were saying, sorry.
No, I was close to becoming a dark web guy, but I just couldn't get the browser to download properly on my phone. And then I don't know what I would have done from there if I was able to get it to properly download.
Yeah, you're literally fucking just a few clicks away from the darkest, most depraved. Like, you buy a child. Like, there's crazy shit you can do on the dark web.
But I also thought that I could get it immediately, like at that Korean barbecue that I was at. I just thought it would just come there because I was that fucked up.
Is there any, is the dark web, what is the moral use for it? Like, what do people say? It's like, oh, the dark web exists for this. Like, or is it just for like illegal, crazy, insane shit?
I guess the more
I wouldn't even download a browser. I would assume that the FBI is watching who's downloading that browser.
As well.
And then I don't know what I'm technically signing up for in that moment that I'm like, oh, that's a dark web browser. Like, if I'm a click away from looking at fucking child porn, I mean,
are you implicated in that?
Like, I have no idea what the fuck that is, so I didn't even want to fuck around with that. And then the other thing is, I don't really trust. Like, I'm just in my head, I'm paranoid. I'm gonna buy drugs on the dark web, and they're gonna show up, and it's gonna be the FBI, and I'm gonna go to fucking jail. It's just never getting high was never worth it enough, you know. And any, you know, that's I guess the only reason why I would use the dark web. But yeah, I mean, is there a reason that people use the dark web? I mean, I know there's like VPNs and private browsing and things like that, right?
Yeah, it says that mainly to help people to maintain privacy and freely express their views.
4chan and 8chan.
Protects users from surveillance and tracking and so that the government can't keep track of what they're doing.
A tool to make America great again.
To freely talk about what kids are the hottest.
The FBI wrote the description without a doubt. So you can't be tracked. Try it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, there was the one, right? The one guy that created the one dark web browser,
Silk Road.
Yeah, he went to prison, right? Or did he? So. Maybe he didn't.
I think he did.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Just like, just making something like you that's sort of he, like see any of this, like, you know, you saw what happened with like Trump and like a lot of people that were just like working with him, like his lawyer, like. This guy like went to law school. I don't know any of the details, but he's like went to law school, and it's like there's a series of like just events. He's like, oh yeah, like I might go to prison now because like this is just like where my job went, and it got like fucking crazy, you know. I think of those guys who made that porn company.
Oh, Is Anyone Up?
No. The one that you know, the one where they interview the girls in the hotel room. We've talked about it a lot.
Oh yeah. I know.
Girls Do Porn.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, like that guy was like, he had a dream to make a porn company. And then he's like, wait a minute, I'm going to go to prison now? Fuck this.
What did he go to prison for?
Human trafficking. Come on. But relax. That's a very, they broad stroke.
Broad term.
They broad stroke that fucking.
You just trafficked some broads.
I stroked to some broads, I'm saying.
I stroked the broads that I trafficked.
Yeah.
The guy who created Silk Road is serving life in prison.
Oh, my God.
It said they found him guilty on a conspiracy to launder money, commit computer hacking, traffic narcotics, continue a criminal enterprise. So, yeah, he's
so I think he got charged with all the shit that was being done on the dark web, even though I don't know if he was necessarily even doing it, right?
He's for creating the platform that allowed it.
The platform, dude. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, because none of that shit sounded like a life sentence individually. It's like,
yeah. Well, I mean, no, it's human trafficking. Yeah,
was that one of them?
Yeah, it was one of them.
Oh, well, then scratch that from the record.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I just never did. And I've been the guy that's able to get drugs. Mm-hmm. Always.
If you look hard, I feel like it's you'll find it eventually. Like, you should never be hard up. There's never like a 3-month spell where you're looking for painkillers and you don't find them.
I started smoking weed when I was almost 18 years old. And since that time, like, just I was the resource. If my friends wanted to find drugs, they're like, Lewis, find us drugs. Mm-hmm. And I've just always been able, because I'm also the guy that's willing to just go up to somebody in a park and be like, hey, dude, can you know where I can get acid? Mm-hmm. I would do that. I remember 2002, 2003, acid was not like regularly able to be found. It was not a time like acid. LSD right now is so easy to find. Yeah. Right. But there was a time where when I started smoking weed, and this was Northeast. So maybe in California or in other places it was easier to find. But in New York, Northeast, what happened is acid would come in waves. There'd be some LSD festival, and some people would go to it, and they'd buy a few sheets, and then it would come into your town. And you'd be like, oh, shit, this guy's got a bunch of acid right now. And you'd buy a couple 10 strips or whatever, you know. So it was really, really difficult to, like, find acid or mushrooms, any hallucinogens. And the first time I tried it, I was like, this is fucking great. I need to be on acid every day of my life. Mm-hmm. But I remember coming to New York City and just walking through Washington Square Park, like just talking to like thuggy, like homeless guys, like playing chess and be like, yo, you know where I can get some acid, LSD? And they're like, what? Like nobody, it was such a, like I never found any. But the fact that I was even willing to go up to people was just a sort of a leg up.
But dude, it works though. When I was in my coke phase, which was like 2005 and six.
Which was 2022 to 23.
But 2005 and six, I would try not to have a dealer's number in my phone because I knew I would overuse it.
Just but then, written down in your wallet somewhere.
But every time I would go to a bar, I would want it. And the move would be, I would just ask a black guy. And unfortunately, 9 times out of 10, that would lead me to what I wanted.
Yeah.
It works.
Well, coke's a little different. Black guys know coke, mm-hmm. You know. But acid's a little bit.
Acid's
just a way different story. But I feel like now you could just go out and probably find acid, you know. But I also, if somebody came up to me asking me for drugs, and they have, like, I would never, like, I don't have, like oh, I'm a hippie, man. Let me help this guy out. He's got to get high.
There's no benefit.
I'm like, fuck off, buddy. Mm. Like, I don't know you.
The only time I've ever come close to that is I was in London, separated from my friends somehow, blacked out, took a double-decker bus, got off the bus, and just started yelling weed. Just going, weed. And eventually a black dude sold me some weed.
Nice.
That was his name.
Yeah. Can you grab me a number 101 on a spinach wrap? Yeah, I'm dying. I'm dying over here. Thanks. All right, I got to wrap this one up. It's been a great show. You guys are the fucking best. Please
appreciate
support everything that the Lil Stinkers do. John Del Colo, Mike Rainey, obviously love you guys. We'll see you guys tonight at Spit Roast, the first ever Spit Roast happening tonight. You versus Micah Fox.
I can't fucking wait, man.
It's going to be really fun. All right, guys. Thanks very much for watching. We'll be back on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.